and presumably accepts imprisonment in the same casual manner. We therefore feel constrained to commit you to the maximum term allowed for these offences. You will go to prison for 5 years.
The hurry and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are...
Christmas is approaching, and the prisoners are gathered in the mess singing. Godber is enjoying the music, but Fletcher's not happy. He knows there's more to this than a spontaneous urge to celebrate the festive season.
Can you hear the carols?
Yeah, shut the door, would you?
Why, don't you like it?
They've been at it 2 hours, they only know 4 carols. The words of one of them's a bit suspect and all. Shepherds didn't wear socks in them days either.
I find it rather moving. All them blokes united in the common exaltation of the great occasion.
Don't be daft. They are singing, my son, to drown the noise of Tommy Slocum's tunnelling.
Tunnelling?
Yeah, that's the big occasion around here. It's not the coming of our Lord, it's the going of Tommy Slocum.
Nothing.
It wasn't considered an event suitable for publication, see. It was a secret between him, 6 baritones, 12 tenors and a soprano.
We've got a soprano?
We've got a lot of sopranos in here, mate. Some of them baritones need watching and all. Don't let them gruff voices fool you. Come over here, sonny.
Where's the tunnel?
Well, where's the choir?
Just outside cell 28.
Well, that's about 3 foot under cell 29, then. You kiss a biscuit.
Well, I like it. At least it brings an air of festivity into an otherwise monotonous existence.
Yeah.
We've got such a lot to look forward to. There's a concert coming up, and the carol service, and the tree.
Yes, very useful, that tree.
Useful?
Yeah, for stashing Christmas contraband. All them dingly-dangly inside a multitude of sins, you know. Even the fairy on the top's got 2 ounces of tobacco stuffed up her tooth.
No wonder she looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd it come from?
Oh, it came from the governor's office. It was intended as a present for Mr. Mackay. Welsh George did a nifty switch while he was in there doing the floors.
He must have left something in its place.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah. Yeah, an identical gift wrap package, which no doubt Mr. Mackay will open on Christmas morning.
What was in it?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If he uses it for putty, all his windows will fall out.
Hey, what's Christmas Day like in here, Fletch?
Well, it's slightly less horrible than all the other days, I suppose. I mean, the governor don't dress up as Santa Claus, you know, and come round with the aftershave lotion.
Yeah, but we get turkey, though. I mean, do we? Do we get turkey?
Well, they call it turkey, don't they? But not having seen it carved, we don't know, do we? I mean, if it is, then the one we had on our block last year must have been a very funny shape. 28 legs and no breast. Like Lulu and the young generation.
That's very good.
Hey?
That's very good. Can I use that in my after-dinner speech? Hey, do we get pudding? You know, like Christmas pudding with cream?
Well, we get that sort of artificial whipped cream, you know, but you'd be better off shaving with that muck. And of course, the Wheeler dealers, you know, they make a few bob this time of year, because Slade Prison's Mr. Big, genial Harry Grout, he's granted a few franchises. Young Terry Maidman's out there, he's making a fortune flogging mistletoe to the pufters.
Just like the outside, innit? People have forgotten the real meaning of Christmas. It's just a commercial venture.
Well, what are you expecting here? Goodwill to all men? What, from Mackay?
Well, I suppose the actual day will be a bit brighter, won't it?
Not this year, son.
Why not?
Because of that flaming tunnel, that's why not. That tunnel spells disaster to us all. That Tommy Slocum, he's only chosen to make his break on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, dear, dear. He won't get through the traffic.
He's only got 6 more digging days left to Christmas then, hasn't he?
It's not funny, Godber. This escape is going to implicate us all, whether we like it or not.
But Slocum's such a despicable nerd, nobody's going to lift a finger to help him.
Slocum happens to be the brother-in-law of a big villain up the smoke, right, who is also a colleague of genial Harry Grout. Now, Harry's got the word, get the kid away for Christmas, right, so he's running this caper. And as a result, if we aren't asked to assist, we are in no position to refuse, are we? Eh? Otherwise, we'll wake up one morning and find 2 more things hanging on the Christmas tree. Us.
Well, I ain't going down no tunnel. I suffer from claustrophobia.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dates back to a time, what, about 2 years ago, when I got stuck in a chimney for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, I was going to turn over this big house in Sutton Coldfield, and the chimney was my only means of access.
Got stuck, did you?
Yeah. Terrifying. My intended victims come home and saw my feet sticking out the fireplace. I managed to get away, though.
Did they give the police a description?
Yeah. Luckily, I was covered in soot. He probably spent all the time looking for a blue-eyed Negro in a black suit.
Well, was the two of you there, then, was it?
No, it's good. The point is that I've suffered from claustrophobia ever since.
Yeah, well, that might excuse your tunnelling duties, I suppose. But mark my words, son, when Tommy Slocum's well out of it, we're going to be right well in it, we are. You just as much as anybody else. You see, the point is, it's disturbing the equilibrium of prison life.
Equilibrium?
Yeah, it's just tilting that little balance of power that exists between the law and the villain, right? I mean, this escape, we should have just pushed the system a little bit too far.
Well, there's nothing we can do, is there? I mean, what can we do?
I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to be well out of it.
How?
I'm going away for Christmas.
Where to? Mallorca?
Yeah, everyone goes to Mallorca, don't they? Now I thought the prison hospital this year for a change. A, because it's the nearest thing you'll get to an holiday in here, and B, because I shall be far away from any retaliation by the screws over this escape fiasco, shan't I?
You'll never get into prison hospital. Not past that, Doctor. What's supposed to be wrong with you?
It's my knee, isn't it?
I never knew there was anything wrong with your knee.
Ah, well, that's because I've been keeping it up my sleeve. Or to be precise, up my trouser leg.
What's wrong with it?
Cartilage. It's cartilage. What are you laughing at? I've lived with the pain for years, I have. Lately, due to the damp weather and being on my feet all day, the pain has escalated to an unbearable degree.
Which knee is it?
Eh?
Which knee is it?
That one. Or is it that one?
Am I hurting you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Got your job to do.
It's a pretty bad burn.
I know.
What are you so pleased about?
Well, Doc, you're going to hurt yourself in here. You might as well make sure it's nothing trivial. I mean, there's no way I can go back to work with this hand, is there?
I'm reluctantly forced to admit there isn't.
I think I could just about make it to the infirmary, though. Somebody opens the door for me.
You're not going to the infirmary. You're confined to your cell for 3 days.
Oh, you can't manage in a cell on your own with your hand tied up. I know it seems silly to lie in the infirmary with a bandaged hand, but on the other hand...
Neither of your hands is going to see its way into the sick bay, Warren. Is that understood?
You don't like people getting in your infirmary, do you?
And mess up all these nice, crisp sheets? Certainly not. Next! Now, just hold this dressing in place for a few moments, and I'll get you bandaged up. Sit over there. Give me your card. Out of here, Fletcher.
I've got my white card.
Out, out, out.
I'm sick.
Out!
I'm entitled.
Years of medical practice have enabled me to tell at a glance if a man is sick or not. You're a perfect specimen of manhood, Fletcher.
It's not that I've come about, it's me knee.
What's wrong with your knee?
Ask me to stand on one leg.
What?
Go on, ask me to stand on one leg.
Go on, ask him. No harm in that.
All right. Stand on one leg.
Oh! And you call yourself a doctor?
Oh. Get up, Fletcher.
I don't know whether I can.
Sit in the chair. What is it?
I'll show you. There it is.
There it is and what?
There is a knee.
I know it's a knee, Fletcher. I learnt that at medical school.
You didn't learn about this kind of knee, did you? Because this, the old trouble has flared up again, you see.
What old trouble? Laziness?
Cartilage. And before you say anything, it's all in my records. You just look through your files. You'll see I have an official history of knee trouble.
I don't believe you.
I know, but you'll have to check, won't you?
I don't know why I'm doing this.
You're doing it because there is a one in a million chance that one day one of us might be telling the truth. What's that?
It's a Christmas cake. I get one every year.
Who for?
The patients in the infirmary.
You never allow any patients in your infirmary.
That's true. I always take it home for the wife.
It's a bit of a turn up for the book, isn't it, in prison, eh?
What?
A fire with a cake in it.
You're a very witty man, Fletcher.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Here, were you ever in the Masons? Did you ever see that?
My God, it's true. Maidstone Jail, 1967, Carthage.
Yeah. Very common with footballers, that, Doc. That and groin strain.
Little chance of groin strain in here.
All right, Fletcher, I accept you have an official record of surgery on your left knee, but this was years ago.
Yes, I know, and I've lived with the pain ever since. I don't complain, do I, Bunny?
No, I don't complain. Even though we've seen him crawling from work some days, like a wounded bloodhound on his hands and knee.
All right, all right, all right. I'm not after sympathy.
What is it you are after?
Well, every so often when the pain gets unbearable, I just have to lie down with my leg up for a week or two.
And you think a week in the infirmary would do the trick?
Yeah, maybe a week, yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, Fletcher, let me tell you something. Of all the penal institutions in the north of England, my infirmary has the lowest record of admissions, and Donaldson, who's serving a 5-year stretch for grand larceny and embezzlement, has a better chance of getting a Barclay card than you have of getting into my infirmary.
Well, on your head be it, Doctor.
Fletcher, I know you, and I know you're going to make an issue out of this and waste my valuable time with a stupid nonsense, so here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut it out before it goes any further.
Thank you,
Fletcher.
Hang on.
That should get you in the infirmary.
I'm sending you to a civilian hospital for X-ray and specialist examination. You'll be there and back in a day. And then the matter will be irrevocably closed.
Look, why waste the taxpayers' money? I know my knee. All I need to do is lie down just for a day or two, that's all.
On your way, Fletcher. You're a liar and a malingerer.
Harsh words, Doctor. Harsh words in this season of peace and goodwill to all men. I hope your conscience pricks you, that's all.
You can say a little prayer for me on Christmas morning. Next!
Yes, I will. You don't mind if I say it standing up, do you? I can't kneel down. I've got a bad knee.
Hey, Fletcher. Shut the door. I'm blowing me chains about here.
Good to see you.
Harry?
What? Yeah, straight up. He's on his way.
Oh, God. You know what this means, don't you? Some little favour pertaining to Tommy Slocum's moonlight flip. That's what it'd be. Hello, Harry.
Hello, Fletcher.
Well, this is a rare privilege, isn't it, eh? You don't usually drop in on people, do you? You usually get them to drop in on you, don't you? And if they don't, you get other people to drop things on them.
You always were a bit of a joker, Fletcher.
Yeah, I was up to now, yeah. Well, what brings you to our humble abode, Grouty?
Wanted to get out of my cell, just for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Change of air?
No. Couple of warders putting up my Christmas decorations. Oh, there you are, Sonny. Go to the pictures or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Yes.
Shut the door.
Sit down, Fletch.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, I like the smell of a nice cigar. Well, I'm sorry I haven't anything festive to offer you, Grouty.
Not in the festive mood, Fletch. There's a tunnel being dug. You've heard, I suppose.
When they leave off singing, yeah.
Slocum's a relative of friends of mine outside, and they want him sprung so he can join his dad.
Oh, yeah, wasn't his dad Billy the Pont Slocum, the one that got out of Brixton in 72? Where did he end up, then?
Well, apparently he emerged on some Caribbean island where the authorities took advantage of his criminal experience.
Oh, yeah? How?
Made him chief of police.
Oh. Yeah, well, he always had a bit of style, didn't he, the old man? Yeah.
Trouble is, it's beholden to me to arrange the disappearance of his idiot offspring.
Oh. Delicate, Grouty.
Extremely.
Yeah. If only there was some way I could help you.
You can, my son.
Oh, God.
You're having a little day trip tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, only to get me knee x-rayed, Grouty.
Still, you'll be on the outside, and we've got friends on the outside that can take advantage of that.
Yeah, but how?
There'll be a package.
Oh.
Someone, somewhere, sometime. No sweat.
Look, Harry, I'm going to be under constant escort, ain't I? I'm not just getting a bus down there doing a bit of last-minute Christmas shopping.
It's only a small package, a blank passport. Inky Stevens needs one to give Slocum a more acceptable identity.
Yeah, wouldn't it be sensible and safer to pick up a passport when he's on the outside?
Normally, yes, but the finest forger in the country's Inky Stevens. And he's on the inside, isn't he?
Yeah.
I won't be ungrateful, Fletch.
Oh, good.
Be something extra in your Christmas stocking for this. Besides your bad knee, that is. Oh, I like this one. Great tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Great tidings of comfort and joy.
Mr. Barraclough got into the van, ready to take Fletcher to hospital. Mr. Mackay was also there to see them off.
Haven't you forgotten something, Fletcher?
What?
Your limp.
All right, not the afflicted.
You're not sick, as your x-rays will very soon prove.
Well, let's call the whole thing off then. Seriously, I can live with the pain a few more years. No, it's a busy enough time for hospital this time of the year. Come on, I'll just hobble back to my cell, all right?
Fletcher! Get in. Mr. Barraclough has to finish his Christmas shopping.
All right, Doc, you're the expert. I can take it. Give it me straight.
I'm afraid I have bad news for you, Mr. Fletcher.
You have?
Yes. You have a perfectly healthy knee.
You've really got quite an attractive knee, haven't you, Mr. Fletcher?
Not as attractive as yours, nurse. I bet they're going to have a happy Christmas, aren't they?
What about you, Fletcher? You're old enough to be the girl's father.
No, impossible. I've never been round this way before.
It's a healthy knee.
Yeah, well, you see, x-rays prove nothing. You cannot photograph pain, can you?
Eh? Well, when did the knee trouble start?
2 days ago, when he thought he'd wangle the hospital for Christmas.
That's not exactly true, is it now, Mr. Barraclough? It's been going on ten... Oh, dear, it's like Piccadilly Circus in here, isn't it?
Can I get you gentlemen some more coffee?
No, thanks. Just get us back to where we come from, would you, love?
I'd like another cup, please. It's all milk, isn't it? I only get half and half at home.
Half and half?
Just milk and water.
Oh, I see.
Well, if it's not too much trouble, miss, it's very sweet of you to ask.
You sure you don't fancy some?
Not coffee, no.
Oh, what a charming girl.
God, look at you. Chapel at pigs, isn't it, eh? Chapel at pigs. You're more sex-star than what I am, ain't you, eh? Oh, dear. How much longer are we going to sit in this drafty corridor, then?
What is the matter with you, Fletcher? You're very ill at ease, you know. Now, you try and enjoy yourself. Cheer up. Have another biscuit.
It's your attitude that's putting me off. All this bonhomie just because it's Christmas. Have another biscuit. Next thing we know, Mr. Mackay will be round tucking us up in bed at night.
Now then, Fletcher, you know, Mr. Mackay is no different from anyone else. Outside the grim grey walls of our institution, you'll find he's quite an amiable man.
Amiable?
Well, on Tuesday he stroked a dog. Yes, I saw it with my own eyes. It was the governor's boxer.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
It bit him.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh, he had to have an injection in case he caught rabies.
What, the dog did? Yeah, what?
Nothing to laugh at.
It depends on your sense of humour, doesn't it? I'm like the governor's dog, you see. I'm conditioned to mistrust and an atmosphere of mutual contempt. I shall relax when we get back in the prison. When you lock me in and start hurling insults at me again.
Oh, you're spoiling my day out, Fletcher.
Oh, forgive me, do.
But don't you think that I sometimes get fed up with slave prison the same as you do? This has been a break for me.
Why, what would you have been doing back there?
Oh, well, I was off duty today. I just volunteered for this trip.
You what? You could have spent the whole day with your lady wife.
Yeah, that's really why I volunteered. Oh, let me help you with that, miss, can I? Thank you.
I bought an extra cup just in case.
Oh, yeah.
You must excuse our friend. He's a bit morose today, not his usual self.
Can I say something to your friend here?
Oh, by all means, my dear. Fletcher, the young lady wishes to address you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's just that, well, we're all very well aware in here of what you are, and we realise it can't be a very happy time of the year for you. So, with your permission, the radiologists and me have a little something here.
Ah.
Well, it's not much, but I think it's a thought that counts.
Oh, it's a very nice thought. Isn't that nice, Fletcher?
Yes, it is. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice indeed. Yes, I can't say I'm not touched. In fact, I'm deeply moved. Thank you very much, miss. Thank you. Can I open it now?
No! Not before Christmas Day.
Eh? Oh! Oh! Oh, yeah. Oh, I see, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Spoil the surprise, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Well done, my son.
Gave me palpitations, I can tell you, Grady.
Cool.
Right under Barraclough's nose. Fortunately, he was put off his guard by the day out, Erlegs, and a couple of large Johnny Walkers.
Smart bird, that, Sandra.
Yeah, yeah. Who is she? Does she work there?
Of course not. Come up from the smoke. All it took was a bit of nerve and a white coat.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, well, my nerve anyway, I can tell you.
Oh, not you, Fletch. You're a dab hand. I'm only sorry your knee got a clean bill of health.
Huh?
Perhaps I could do you a favour in that direction.
How do you mean, honey?
A couple of my lads could have a go at it. Damage it beyond medical dispute.
Oh, no. I think I'll just pass that one up if you don't mind, Grouty. You know, much as I appreciate your kind consideration.
Please yourself.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention it. Because I would like to elicit the help of you and the lad a little bit further.
Oh, Harry, haven't I done my bit?
You see, it's the tunnel.
Oh, now, look, before you go any further, the lad suffers from claustrophobia, and look at the shape of me, a ferret I ain't.
Oh, it's nothing physical. I just want you to join the choir.
Oh, well, yeah.
See, they've come up against a very stony bit, very noisy, so we need all the fortissimo we can get.
Oh, yeah, well, my pleasure, Grouty. Yeah, I enjoy a good sing, yeah. We used to do a lot of it when we was down in Maidstone Jar, you know, working on the prison farm down there. Church hymns, mostly. One of the favourites with the lads was We Plough the Fields and Scatter. Yeah. A lot of them did and all. Right, well, that's everything then, is it? Right.
Not quite. Just one tiny thing.
Oh, look, Grouty, haven't I done my share? I'm going to be smuggling, singing.
It's essential to the success of our venture.
Well,
we need a bicycle.
Oh, certainly. What colour? This is Mr. Barraclough. It's lunchtime, isn't it?
Oh, lunch can wait. I've a very serious question to ask you three.
Why, Ulfric?
Because it was you three who were in the yard this morning when I arrived at work. And it was you three who engaged me in a pointless discussion about the outcome of the 1962 Cup Final. And so it is you three I'm asking one very pertinent question. Where is my bike?
What bicycle is this, Mr. Barraclough?
Not the one I cycled to work on.
You've got a bike, then?
Yes, I've had one for over a month now, ever since the medical officer advised me to take more exercise.
I had a bike once.
So did I. I want to know what's become of it.
Let me get this straight, Mr. Barraclough. What you're saying is that prior to our conversation, you were the owner of a bicycle.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And that since our conversation, you're the former owner of a bicycle.
That is what I'm saying, yes.
Now, let's get this straight, Mr. Barraclough. You are saying that you came to work this morning as a cyclist and will be leaving as a pedestrian?
Yes. Yes.
And you are connecting in some way our discussion about the 62 Cup Final with the disappearance of your alleged bicycle.
There's nothing alleged about it. Green it was.
When did you last see your bicycle?
When I got off it.
Ah. You sure you had it with you when you got off it?
But why do you think I wear these things?
Stop things falling out of your trousers. We were talking to you. How could we have palmed your bike?
Oh, it's a well-known diversionary tactic, isn't it?
You know, all this sounds very dodgy to me.
Dodgy?
Yeah, it's got all the classic elements of an insurance swindle, does it?
How dare you?
How dare you accuse us of being bicycle thieves?
Yeah, I saw that film. It was a wonderful example of early neo-Italian realism, that was.
Well, you're just as impossible as ever, aren't you? And I did think that at this time of the year, you might have... Oh, well, it's just my naive trust in human nature, I suppose. Serves me right. Right, come on, Warren, follow me.
Where to?
Back to your cell. I'm going to conduct a thorough search. And if I find anything resembling a bicycle pump in your trousers, you're for it.
Pull yourself together, Mr. Barrett, Bob. All your own fault. You never turn your back on them, not for an instant.
Oh, well, I've always thought that the way to encourage trust was to show trust.
The criminals, Matt.
Oh, but they're also human beings.
All right, but criminal human beings. And the two often take advantage of your lack of control. You lack discipline, you know. You're gullible.
Oh, sometimes give the men the benefit of the doubt.
Never do that. Rule one. Any time a prisoner makes a request, a prison officer must ask himself, what is he up to? Even the simplest request must be treated with deep mistrust and suspicion. A prisoner ties his shoelace? Question. What is he concealing in his sock?
I know all that, of course. I never thought they'd steal a bicycle. You can't conceal that in the sock.
Oh, come on, man. You know what these people are like? Did we ever find any trace of our billiard table?
We found the red ball.
They'll have dismantled your bike in an instant. If it was much luck as we did with the billiard table, maybe you'll get back your real light.
No, but it seems so pointless.
No, no, no. There's always a point. My antennae tell me something's going on. Now think, man. Have they asked you anything? Any seemingly innocent favours?
No, no. Oh, well, they did ask me one thing, but I mean, it was completely innocent.
What was it?
Well, they asked me to help with the choir at the carol service. There can't be anything wrong with that, can
there? And you trusted them. Now, what have I just told you? Once you turn your back on them, you're finished.
Yeah, oh, but I won't be doing this. I'll be conducting.
I think I'll conduct a little inquiry. Who's running this glee club?
Look down on the feast of Stephen when the snow lay round.
Thomas Locum was now directly under a radiator in the centre of the mess. At such a critical stage, the last thing the prisoners needed was Mr. Mackay on the warpath.
When a Scotsman came inside, all of it...
That'll do, Fletcher. Stay still. Don't breathe. Not anyone. What is that noise?
Central eating, sir. I didn't know you was a plumber, Mr. Mackay. I think you fixed it.
All right.
All right. Back to cells, the lot of you.
We need more rehearsal, don't we?
There won't be any more.
It's Christmas, isn't it?
You have forfeited the right to Christmas.
How?
Through a series of incidents culminating in the disappearance of Mr. Barraclough's bicycle. Now, I can't prove anything, but don't think that technicality will affect my judgment in the least. Stand still, Fletcher. You have been put in here to keep crime off the streets, but I'm not having you bringing it into my prison. You will be advised to remember that we have a solitary confinement area with which you will become only too familiar if you continue to practice the contemptible habits that have brought you here in the first place. Clear? All right, the lot of you. Back to your cells. Move!
I suppose you realise you've just stifled at birth what could have been the start of a religious revival in here.
In spite of everything, sir, a very Merry Christmas. Huh. Oh, and a very Merry Christmas to Mrs. Barraclough as well.
Oh, now, come along. Move it along.
Lukewarm.
Oh, yes. That's the only attitude they respect. That's the only attitude that'll wipe out this wave of insubordination and petty theft.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Joe, do you think you could
countersign my report.
Very well.
Seem to have mislaid my pen. Where's my wallet?
I've been mugged.
It's on the notice board. It's official.
What is?
Christmas is cancelled. It's there. It's on the board. It says, there will be no Christmas Eve, Christmas Day or Boxing Day. Just the 24th, 25th and 26th of December. I told you, didn't I?
What about the equilibrium being disturbed?
Disturbed? It's been turned upside down, my son. God, isn't it marvellous, eh? Isn't it marvellous? You go right through the year, don't you? You tickle along all through the year, keeping your nose clean, and then suddenly, through sheer intimidation, we all get dropped right in the Yuletide clarts. And as for lukewarm, well, I mean, that was sheer daylight robbery, wasn't it?
It weren't his fault. He was under the direction of Harry Grout. They needed Mackay's wallet to keep topping up the getaway car.
They didn't need Barra Club's Timex, did they? They weren't all going to meet under the clock, were they? Just force a flaming habit, that was. I mean, Grout, he's really messed it up this time, hasn't he, eh? I mean, the whole thing's been a mockery from start to finish. He's badly organised it. He's badly timed it. He's hello, Harry. Oh, I was just saying, what a pity your brilliant strategy should come to naught.
Well, you know what they say, best laid plans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should I go to the pictures?
No, son, sit down. No secrets now. It's a bad business. Yep. My friends in the smoke are bound to bear malice, you know.
Oh, no, they wouldn't be so heartless, Grouty.
Why not? I would.
Excuse me, Mr. Grouty, but couldn't you reactivate the tunnel at a later date?
No. He was off course anyway. He's an idiot, that young Slocum, you know. He nearly come up in the laundry last week.
Am I to take it, Grouty, that this tunnel is now defunct?
Except for the storage of contraband, yeah.
I've just had the glimmer of an idea which might solve all our problems.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if the screws were to find that tunnel, it would do two things, right? One, it would restore the balance of power because they'd be so chuffed at their own perspicacity, right? And two, it would look like the intended escape route.
But it was.
Ah, yeah, it was. But it ain't now. It's going to be a red herring, see? Because while they're still full of self-congratulatory ardour, you can get Tommy away in a dust cart or something, can't you? Eh? That should please your powers up the smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, you have had a thought, haven't you, Fletch?
Save your face, Grouty.
That it would.
It would appear to be a perfectly executed plan.
You're not wrong, son. Tip the governor off, then.
No. I think Mackay should find it. In fact, if you give me the blueprints of the tunnel, I might be able to arrange that he drops right in it.
Ah, Fletcher. I'm told you want a word with me.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mackay. Just a seemingly innocent stroll away from prying ears. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I know you see me in the role of adversary, Mr. Mackay, but we're both fairly old hands at this game, aren't we, eh? I mean, there's you and there's us, isn't there? And neither of us must push the other one too far.
That's true.
Thereby, we maintain a tolerable rhythm of life. We must season our mutual contempt with mutual respect.
What is it you'd get, Aunt Fletcher?
Let me go over that way a bit, Mr. Mackay. I don't want to get too close to these eavesdropping nerds, all right? Right.
You were about to say?
I was about to say I hate to see your authority undermined.
And?
Oh, it's nothing specific. I just wanted to articulate them views, know what I mean? Can we go a bit further?
If there's any point.
Oh, I think it would be a step in the right direction.
See, I wish you would be more specific, Fletcher.
No, I think I've gone far enough. Fuck, innit?
Look, Fletcher, I'm a busy man. I haven't come out here to discuss the weather.
No, nor have I, Mr. Mackay.
I can't see that this conversation's serving any useful purpose.
Yeah, well, just hang about a bit. You might discover something to your advantage.
You're trying to divert my attention, Fletcher. And I'm not falling for it.
No, you're not, are you? Look, Mr. McCall, I'm only trying to explain my position. Morning, my son.
It's reinstated Christmas.
I know, I'm eating it.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Oh. What's this, Cuban cigars?
They're from Grassy.
I know. Where do you get these from?
I don't know. Where did B Block get their goose?
Oh, yeah.
That's from me. It's a bit mundane after cigars, but I knitted them myself.
Oh, did you? Knit them yourself? Oh, they're nice. Lovely, aren't they? Eh? I'll have to wear the other one when I get a bandage off, see? Because God.
The mittens.
Eh?
Grassy says he's sorry about being 18 inches out in his directions, but that's typical of Slocum's prowess as a surveyor.
Oh, that's all right. He should have knitted them instead of you, shouldn't he? Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Everything I did came home to roost, didn't it, eh?
Yeah, ensconced in the hospital.
Yeah.
The screws are really chuffed about finding that tunnel. You should see them out there. Where are they going all over the place?
Compliments to the season, Fletcher.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Nothing.
All right, Godfrey, cut along. Don't want you missing your Christmas lunch.
Well, I'll see you later then, Fletcher.
Yeah. In due course, son.
I'll send you a get well slowly card. Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. McCoy, you're looking very, flushed, is that the word?
Just come from the governor's sherry party.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's in high spirits. Except the doctor, of course. You've got his cake.
Oh, yeah.
Look at
that. What's that?
Present from the governor. Pipe tobacco, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. I should open that when you get home, if I was you. When you're on your own, like, you know.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, I should look forward to that.
But, I just wanted to say that I appreciate what you were up to in the yard.
Oh?
Oh, yes. Just between you and me, Fletcher.
I don't know what you're inferring, Mr. McCoy.
Oh, of course you don't, officially. But as you say, we're old hands at the game. There's one question I'd like to ask. What became of the soil that was excavated from the tunnel?
Oh, now, wait a minute. I don't know what you're imagining about our relationship, but do not presume that you've got a new informer in your back pocket. Everything's just the same. There's still them and us. I'm still on the side of us.
Perfectly harmless question, Fletcher, for future reference. I just want to know how they disposed of the soil.
I can't help you.
Scotland's finest.
With a couple of nips out of it, I see.
Well, still a rare treat.
Bribes, is it?
Christmas present. Come along, Fletcher. Just between you and me.
Is that door closed?
Oh, yes. And there's no one outside.
Christmas present.
Christmas present.
You want to know how they disposed of the soil?
Simple as that.
I'll tell you.
I thought you might.
They dug another tunnel and put the earth down there.